everybody. Welcome back to this week's podcast. This is Parenting Unplugged.
My name's Monica,
And I'm Elisa.
and we are so happy to have you back on our show listening worldwide. We love our international listeners, so thank you for joining. Today we have a really special episode because a very good friend of mine, who is actually a doula alongside many other titles, it has actually joined us today. So we actually have a special guest. Her name is Annie Ortiz, and she's going to introduce herself, and we are just so excited to have her on show. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Monica. Hi, Elise. Such an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to have you here. I actually personally know Annie from when I was pregnant, and she helped me. I just don't even have the words to express how much she helped me, both when I was pregnant and both postpartum as well. She was an absolute godsend. I honestly feel like she was sent for me during those difficult times. And she really helped me to prepare for labor, alongside also helping me a little bit through postpartum as well. And I immediately wanted to reach out to her. So I'm so glad you're here today, Annie. And we're going to be talking about like what a doula is, because so many people are just not aware of the role that is played by being a doula in this world. So Annie, I kind of want to just kind of give you the floor to this. And can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Thank you, Monica. And thank you for your kind words.
No
It's
worries.
an honor, and I believe it's through me. But I'm also a believer, very spiritual, that light, universe, God, however you and the listeners would understand it, they are always ways to bring light to humanity. I has been dedicating myself to women, empowering them through birth and to awakening. The awakening aspect is that spirituality behind all of that connection, that we're more than the mind, more than the body. And it's just the miracle of life that comes through a mom. The same, see it through my clients when it's from either hypnotherapy, which is what I mainly do. I'm a doula and a hypnotherapist that does hypnobirthing training. So I give workshops on how to give birth without an epidural. Most of my clients come to me specifically because they want to have the natural experience. And I tell them, it is quite hard. It is intense. It is like a marathon. But having said that, it's such a wonderful experience as well. And we do need the support. So
Absolutely.
doula is the role that is there as a coach for the mom to hold the space. At simple terms, you see someone teaching you how to navigate the questions to ask your doctor, because many times you see women that may end up in a doctor that decides to do an epidural or decides to intervene or decides that he's going to set the date for the birth, because in some parts of the world, mainly what they do is cesarean. It is not convenient. And where I am sitting right now in Dominican Republic, we're like the second country that has the most numbers of cesarean. And it's amazing that we have this nowadays because, granted, in many cases it's necessary or it's the mother's choice. However, there's so many that is missed because even from our gut bacteria, so many things that we're living right now as adults come back from the birth experience. And as a hypnotherapist, when I put that together, that I need to do regressions and I regress my clients back to when they were in the belly. And we not only see the emotional impact of the parents and everything that goes around, but also the fact that their biological the biological already designed, the cell memories may come in with some. They were divided from mom. They were separated from mom at birth. And that created the first time anxiety for baby who have eczema. So what you see nowadays is eczema, you see allergies, and that comes from that root. So the doula role for me has been such an incredible position to see both parts, to be able to see, okay, how the mind works, how do you go back to the root, and then how the doula position can nurture mom and hold that space for her. The doula, let me know if you have questions.
So what would you say is the primary role of a doula to a mother to be?
The mother today would see a person that has the knowledge of how to give birth naturally, fights for the rights of the mother. Unfortunately, we are not able to speak to the medical team, but once we're in with a client, we can remind her that she has the power because mom is vulnerable at that point. Mom to be has so many things going on that she has relied on the doula. The fact that they planned, they had a birth plan specifically stating what were her wishes. Say, my wish was not to have an epidural. Then asked during my own birth, and my doula was there to remind me, Annie, is this what you want? Since it's, you know, they're asking, remember what objective. She wouldn't tell me, you cannot do it, you will ask. However, she holds that accountability aspect of me that I grant on her so that I can get my wish done. I'm renting her look, her brains, her eyes, her being in her state of mind where she is completely there and can see everything so that I can focus on going within with my breath and go within into sort of a trance in order to birth the baby completely naturally and let all my endorphins, all my oxytocin, all the hormones play the role that they need to play while I focus.
That's
So
incredible.
yeah, they might tell you, the doctor, it might be one of your wishes not to have an episiotomy. Not sure if everybody listening knows what that means, but however, when we are at birth, at times there could be a small rip. And if you right now and you try to rip it, as hard as you try to rip it, it won't rip. And that's how our vulva and our vaginas are designed. They're very strong. However, once they do an episiotomy and they cut it a little bit, and if you take a piece of paper and you cut it and now you try hard, then it will rip. So the first thing that I remember requesting and my clients would request for me to look after is no episiotomy. And sometimes medicals will go in and even not ask. So the doula that is there reminds them, one second, let's ask my client what is her wish.
So the doula can be present at the birth, just to make things crystal clear for the listeners. They can be part of the birthing team.
Completely. The doula can be, there's a birth doula, there's postpartum doula, there are that train on hypnobirthing so that they're able to give training to moms prior. And they are present on the birth if they are a birth doula. They stay on the side of the mother. They're really more working with mom to help her go within. If they're a doula instructed of hypnobirthing, then you also use the hypnosis techniques to keep her relaxation going throughout the event.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I know you worked with me a lot about that with the breath work. And just to let our listeners know, Annie worked with me, but because I had my little boy in the UK, she actually worked with me remotely because Annie, as she says, she lives in the Dominican Republic, and that's where I met her. And she worked with me a lot, and also my husband, about guiding me through the labor process, especially focusing on breath work, hypnotherapy to a certain degree, especially what you just said, Annie, about keeping the mum relaxed as she can be. Can you talk to us a little bit about the breath work that you took me and other mums through and the relaxation techniques?
Sure. The reason we do it is because our parasympathetic system needs to be, it's the one that is in charge of our fight and flight. So if you feel uncomfortable at any given moment, the mom would stop the birth. That's why births are tend to be described sometimes as long or as intense or as painful, and the whole epidural becomes promoted. If the mom goes within due to the breath work, then the mom is promoting relaxation, is keeping the parasympathetic nervous system at ease, and is able to relax and leave the endorphins and the oxytocin do the work so that the body can birth the baby. The body can birth the baby even if the mom is unconscious. So the body needs knows exactly what to do. It's our mind that we need to keep calm. And so what we did with you was the breath. The breath technique starts with breathing with abdominal breathing, which means you take an inhale. Basic one would be to start with a count of four, even with your fingers, right? And go one, two, three, four as you're inhaling. And then bringing that breath all the way through your esophagus, feeling that it goes to your lungs, moving them along to your abdominals, and bringing it to the pelvic floor. And almost, and I know we're in the air, but you know, it's almost as if you're going to have a gas because you really want to bring that air all the way down to your pelvic floor to relax. And you do that inhaling four and exhaling for eight. Now, while you go through the training like you did with me, what we the objective is that you do that to the point that you keep breathing until the surge. We call it surge in hypnobirthing instead of calling contraction because we're working with the mind to not trigger any painful thoughts or, you know, any connotations. So we have the breath be all the time increasing in counts, eight inhale, 16 exhale, and so on until the mom is trained to do this for a whole minute.
So, Annie, I wanted to ask you, do you work with clients that have a different kind of birthing plan where they are okay with doing an epidural, or is it, are your clients mostly the ones that are looking to just go completely without an epidural and any medicine?
I must have manifested my clients in a way that they wanted to come to me specifically because of no epidural. Perhaps it's the way that I say you birth on your terms, so it's on what you want. However, I had two situations. One that came to me that I knew she did not have the preparation to do it without epidural. And so I was not the best fit for her. So I found her a doula whom I had mentored, and I knew she could have better help with her than with me. And then with another client, she came to me specifically and she asked me to really hold a space for her not to have an epidural, but she was having a VBAC, which means that she was having a natural birth after having a cesarean.
C-section.
And in most of the cases, when you're in the hospital, this is taken to a point that doctors do not recommend it. Doctors put a lot of stop to moms. So there's a lot of, you know, there's it is quite hard to maneuver around it till the, however, she got the support to go through. And just to the very end, at this point, I asked her myself to use it because at that point, the mother had been receiving Pitocin, which is an oxytocin that is not real. It's just a fake oxytocin and makes your body do the contractions like you're on a machine. It just doesn't go with your natural rhythm. it is completely like you're torturing yourself if you wouldn't, you know, perhaps. And she did a lot of time with Pitocin without the epidural, but it was long hours, and it just had to be. So I think as a doula, I promote the use of no epidural, but I believe that we have to be sensible to use the tools that we have when we need them,
Yeah,
and we be
absolutely.
flexible. You know, birth can be. There's a lot of unexpected aspects that can also happen.
Yeah, so I am so excited to have you on because here in the States, the biggest thing, we also have the same issue with with C-sections. A lot of women, and it's predominantly Black and Hispanic women, end up having to get a C-section, and it's for similar reasons. Well, I'm not too sure why the reason is in Dominican Republic, but for here, it's more of because of like the profit of hospitals and the private companies and patient health. And then overall, for societal prejudices, which definitely exist in this country. So, most of my listeners are Latino listeners that are in the States or in like Dominican Republic as well. So I'm really glad to have you on and just letting just educating everyone and letting people know that you have options. And one thing is, and I was previously, I had previously spoken about this in the last episode. I worked with a midwife. So I worked with a midwife here in the States in New York. I actually started with a traditional OBG, just gonna cut this really short and sweet. I started with a traditional OBG and then I switched to a midwife halfway through my pregnancy. And I would say that that was absolutely the best idea, the best decision I ever made. She pushed me to having a more natural birth, but in a hospital. So I didn't have a doula, but I would definitely, like with everything that you've told me, I am back here just like snapping my fingers because I just love everything. I am so excited.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm like absorbing everything that you're telling me because I was trying to take that route during my pregnancy, but also, it's about like rewiring your mind. I think that we come from this like fear mindset of like labor and delivery. And I feel that your job, Annie, is to like, wipe that fear off of our brains and, just kind of like start from zero. I feel like that's kind of where you come in. So I absolutely love that about you.
Thank
Annie. Oh yeah, of course. So Annie, we did have just a question about you personally that we would love to find out a little bit more of. Annie, so what inspired you to become a doula?
Well, there's interesting stories there. My I have three kids, and my first daughter, I decided I was going to have her without an epidural, also on my terms. And my terms were very strict. However, I was giving birth in New York. This was Bellevue Hospital. And I was promised to have a doula, a midwife. I had my doula. I had the course. I had so many big expectations. However, I felt very disrespected, completely disrespected. And so my midwife had to fight along with me for myself against even the nurse that was in the turn. And it was constantly a fight to have things that you require, like having a birth bowl and being allowed to move and allow your body to get into different positions. And so then I had my second kid in the car. I caught him myself.
Oh
Oh my
incredible.
God. My
But
husband
wait till
must.
you see the wait till you hear about the third one, Elisa.
What? That sounds like a movie. Is that even real?
That's real. I was in the car. My husband was driving. My mother was sitting next to him. I'm telling them I'm crowning. I have the baby. The crowning is when the head is coming out. And I'm holding the head, and I had logistical problems because I didn't have to take my undies off, and nobody was helping me. They were not helping me. They didn't believe me. They thought it was just me talking out of pain.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I somehow, I mean, I didn't black out. I gave birth to my baby, but I don't recall how I actually maneuvered that. I remember coming back to my senses, holding him, turning him around, noticing that the cord was not like elastic. So I had to like turn the baby to put him in my chest and care for my baby. And that was
Wow.
a wonderful experience. And nobody was there to tell me what to do, what not to do. That's why I think it's, I keep repeating on my terms, because it became very evident there that then hospitals are not prepared to respect women unless they have what we call a hypnobirthing room, which you will find. Now I've been seeing two in Barcelona. There's two in Dubai, but I haven't seen, it's not something that is very available for women.
I see.
No, I've not heard of that.
Yeah.
And then the third,
Okay.
yeah, there's the third one. The third one, we decided that was going to be home, and I was going to use a pool. However, I did not have my midwife with me. I did not have the pool ready. I birthed my baby in about 20 minutes. At that point, I was a doula.
Incredible.
I used all the tools that I teach my clients to use. I had prepared my mind. As you said, it's a completely mind game. So I had a lot of training on myself. You could see my mirror back then saying, birthing a baby at home is such a beautiful and amazing experience, because I was coming from the corporate world. I was coming from having no idea before on how to give birth. I knew I wanted to give vaginally, but I didn't know anything else. And there were so many connotations of pain, even by my mother, the stories that she had, and the fact that we are put away from the birth experience. So what used to happen before is women would always help other women, like doulas are doing now, but it would be within the family and you would see what birth is. But now it's in a hospital and people come to you like a couple of days later. We are depriving other women from having the experience of what it actually is and of supporting other women, unless, well, now it's more commercial in a way, having to have a doula, although there's many doula.
And
I've done.
also actually just experiencing a home birth is very uncommon. And the question is, I mean, I only know one or two people that managed to have a home birth, and I think that's incredible. I would love to give birth to my baby at home, and that's something I actually aspire to do. But I do, it does raise the question of, well, why is it uncommon?
Because
It's the most natural thing we can do, give birth.
but it's illegal in many places. It's illegal here in Dominican Republic. It's illegal in Dubai, for example. I had to go to the States. I was living there and I had to move for a couple of months to be able to do it. Yes, there are certain places that are not allowed. I believe it may change even from state to state, but I have no information
I
exactly.
think in the UK it is allowed, but you just have to have members of the hospital available in
On
your home.
call, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they do need to be around you, like in a kind of a physical distance from you somewhere in your home.
Right.
But I do believe it is possible in the UK,
Yeah,
which is interesting.
I know in the States people definitely do it as well. But yeah, with the whole hospital experience, it's definitely a very controlled environment. I think, as my pregnancy, I wanted something like half like midway, because I wasn't ready to completely cut loose like the OBG team and having like their backup. So that's why I chose delivering in a hospital, and they had the setup with the birthing ball. I was able to move around. It was like a new facility. It's called the Alexander Cohen Center for New York Presbyterian Hospital. I just don't know if they have, if it was a hypnobirthing room, like you said. But yeah, they did have a lot of the things and a lot of flexibility for me. But like I said, it was my first birth, so I was just like, I'm still kind of afraid, of that. But absolutely, I think like here we have birthing centers in New York, and people do. I don't know if anyone that has actually birthed in their home in New York, but I know of people that have done it in like Florida, or I believe Texas too. So I think it just depends, like state by state, where it can be done. But I mean, it's just incredible the way it's really just rewiring your mind, and just setting your mind to it, and knowing what your options are. And most people, I think here in the States, they just kind of show up to the hospital and they don't know that they even have a doctor that they can choose. Also, if you decide to go to the traditional OBG route, a lot of women in our community, they don't know that they can even choose a doctor. So that's also like a huge deal. Like, of course you can choose your doctor, So yeah, I think I'm so passionate about this, and I'm so happy to have you on to kind of educate the people around us that are not that don't know about this topic.
And
So
definitely,
yeah.
like from a UK perspective, really not a it's not a common term that people use here, a doula. We obviously have midwives on hand, we have doctors, but doula is not, maybe it's a term that's becoming a little bit more widely used, but it's definitely not a term that you hear often in the UK. So it is, like that's why when I met Annie and you kind of we started that journey together, it was just so fascinating to me that you could have that kind of support that wasn't strictly medical, but and it wasn't, it was like a kind of like someone in between, like that can guide you in that process, that can really help alongside your support team, whether that's, your partner, your family, a friend, whatever it, whoever it is. So to me, it was honestly transformational, like using a doula. I would say that, and like using Annie was incredible. And I think you'd agree with me, Elisa, like we were so excited to have Annie with us today, because if women knew they had that option to them, and they knew they had that, those women available to help them, it would be like life changing. It would get rid of that stigma of, oh, we're going to give birth and it's going to be really hard and it's going to be painful, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, of course, there could be an element of pain, but it doesn't have to be, and it doesn't have to have those stigmas, that negative energy attached to it.
We change the words. We say the tightening, the pressure, the stretching. But you touch on two things that I want to quickly put it out there again, because I think it's very important. One, what you said, Elise, of the doctor, so having a choice. I want the audience to know that, for example, for my two kids, I had three doctors. So what I had a team of doctors that I could go and speak to, and they would give me different answers. And then I would make a choice. So they are there for us to support us. We don't have to obey what they say. It's our right. However, they have the expertise. We're coming for them for their knowledge. And obviously we need to respect and make a good, sensible decision with what they tell us. But they're there to support you. You're not there to please them. And
Yeah,
the
that's
other thing
powerful.
is that yes, the doula is there to be a huge emotional support, because even when you go to the doctor, they will check on you physically. They do their work, which is the physical check, but they not necessarily keep in touch with you to see how your feelings, how
Yeah.
your hormones changes are playing on you.
Exactly.
And the doula is neutral, not a friend, not a mother, not somebody from your family that's going to be in between the couple taking sides. It's someone that is there as a resource for the couple or the birth partners to support and do the best that they can with what they have at the moment.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh,
I'm
that's so well
sold.
put.
I'm sold. Sign me
Oh
up.
no, that's I mean, we couldn't really have put it better ourselves. It was like the way you've portrayed this information. I really hope that it's met some listeners that maybe are thinking about having a baby, or in fact pregnant right now, thinking about their choices of delivery, or in need of someone, but just to touch on that, I highly recommend Annie. She's amazing what she does. We will link her info in the description of this podcast. Annie, do you want to say anything about how people can contact you?
Thank you. Anybody can ask me any question. I'm happy to assist anytime through Instagram is the easiest way to speak to me. That would be annieortiz.hypnotherapy or through Unique Natural Birthing. That's the company where I put my doula hat on. But if you type Annie Ortiz and hypnotherapy, it should come to you.
Amazing.
Got it.
Oh, I'm
Perfect.
so glad that we did
So excited.
this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's
So amazing.
been an honor to be able to share my story. Thank you.
Thank you for just thank you for your time, Annie. I'm so glad we could reconnect again on this.
Thank you so much for joining, everybody, and thank you for all of the listeners today. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind everyone, as well, to make sure that you are subscribing to our channel. It means a lot to us every time that you hit the subscribe button. That means that you get a notification every time that we drop a new episode. So please make sure that you subscribe and that you share with anyone that might be interested around you as well. It means more than the world, more than you can ever think to us. It means a lot. So
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you so much, Annie, for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah, we'll tune in next time for our next episode.
I loved your podcast.
Thank you,
Thank you
Annie.
so much, Annie.
All right, speak soon,
Speak
everyone. Thank you for
soon.
joining.
Thank you for joining. Bye.
Bye-bye.